third, like third base, third center, Jason Russell. Batting forward, the first baseman number six, Jameen Mercedes. Hitting third, right hander number 38, Elliot Crummel. Batting sixth, catcher number 52, Patrick Mazika. Hitting seventh, the designated hitter number 13, Willie Calhoun. Batting eighth, second baseman number 33, Ford Proctor. And hitting up, the shortstop number 12, Dixon McDonald.
It's time for Tacoma Rainiers Baseball with the voice of the Rainiers, Mike Curto.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. Mike Curto with you from Cheney Stadium in Tacoma, where tonight the Tacoma Rainiers host the Sacramento River Cats in the fourth game of a six-game series. Well, the Rainiers won the opener here on Tuesday, 8-5, but since then, Sacramento has won back-to-back games, winning a one-run game in the ninth inning, a wild game on Wednesday, and then yesterday, Sacramento had its way. Winning 10-1 was the final score as the Rainiers had a rough one yesterday and they're looking to bounce back today. Walks have been a problem for the Rainiers pitchers the last two games. 10 walks yesterday, 9 the day before. We'll see if they can get that number back down to a normal level today. On the mound for the Rainiers, left-hander Rowenis Elias. Elias making his sixth start. He's 1-2 with a 5.74 ERA. He's going to be opposed by Sacramento right-hander Ronnie Williams. Williams is 1-0 with a 5.54 ERA in just four starts so far for Sacramento. Recently returned to the States from a stint pitching in the Korean League. So Ronnie Williams on the hill for Sacramento. Rowenis Elias for the Tacoma Rainiers. Should be a good one today. These two teams only separated by one game in the standings. The Rainiers one game ahead of Sacramento. Tacoma in fourth place. Sacramento in fifth place in the West. Both of them could easily get to third place. The Rainiers are only one game out of third place and only four games out of second place, but not in a pennant race. Reno has the division under control, at least for now. Well, when we come back on the Tacoma Rainiers pregame show, we'll get you caught up on the latest roster moves right after this.
Do you know what's great about being a Fred Meyer Boost member? Well, for starters, free delivery on orders of $35 or more. Yep, you'll get free delivery on all the Fred Meyer products you love. And as a Boost member, you'll get more rewards, too, like double fuel points on everything you buy. Experience a new level of membership starting as low as $59 a year with Boost by My Freddy's Rewards. Sign up today at fredmeyer.com. Restrictions may apply. Fred Meyer, celebrating 100 years.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
Tacoma and Sacramento about to square off here for game four of the six-game series. Two games left on the homestand. Tomorrow's game is at 5:05, and then the day game Sunday at 1:35 in the afternoon. Then the Rainiers hit the road for a whopping two-week road trip, and we'll be back here not until September 20th. So come check us out this weekend if you can. Tomorrow, 5:05, Sunday, 1:35. A roster move pass along. Chris Mazza, who faced just three hitters yesterday, got two of them out in a relief stint. Didn't feel good. Shoulder soreness. And he was placed on the injured list by the Red Ears today, the seven-day IL. And they've brought in a pitcher from the Arizona Rookie League named Colby Morris, who had a stint with the Red Ears earlier this year in June on the road. And he joins the Red Ears at home now. Morris is available in the bullpen today. We'll get to the starting lineups in tonight's game when the Red Ears pregame show continues right after this.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories, big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision. And at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things in college and career. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now.
The City of Tacoma reminds you that what goes down storm drains flows directly into our local lakes, streams, and Puget Sound. To make Puget Sound healthy and safe for your family and pets, wash cars on the lawn or at a commercial car wash. Pick up after your dog, bag it, and place it in the trash. Use compost or Tagro instead of fertilizer on your lawn. And fix your car's oil leaks right away. Join the team and do your part to protect Puget Sound. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
Taking a look at the starting lineups in today's ball game. First for the visiting Sacramento River Cats, who are the San Francisco Giants AAA club. Their manager is Dave Brundage, an old Red Ears manager from back in 2006. And they are the Giants affiliate. They're 57-69 on the year. Leading off for Sacramento, playing center field, is Bryce Johnson. Batting second, the left fielder, Austin Dean. Hitting third and playing third base is Jason Vossler. In the cleanup spot, first baseman Yermin Mercedes. Batting fifth, the right fielder Elliot Ramos. Hitting sixth and doing the catching is Patrick Mazika. Batting seventh, designated hitter Willie Calhoun. Hitting eighth and playing second base is Ford Proctor. And batting ninth, the shortstop Dixon Machado. On the mound for the Red Ears, Rowenis Elias. Elias is 1-2 with a 5.74 ERA. For the Tacoma Red Ears, they are 58-68 on the year and managed by Tim Fedorovich, leading off for Tacoma. Playing right field is Forrest Wall. Batting second, the shortstop Mason McCoy. Hitting third, first baseman Evan White. In the cleanup spot, the designated hitter Jared Kelnick. Batting fifth and playing third base is Eric Mejia. Luis Torrens will hit sixth. He is at second base. Batting seventh, the left fielder Marcus Wilson. Hitting eighth and doing the catching is Josh Morgan. And batting ninth, center fielder Derek Hill. Elias is on the hill for the Red Ears. Sacramento starter is Ronnie Williams. Umpires today behind home plate is John Bacon. At first base, the crew chief Paul Clemens. And over at third, it is Jonathan Beretta. The Red Ears taking on the Sacramento River Cats on a nice warm evening here at Cheney Stadium. And that'll do it for our pregame show. We'll be back with the first pitch at the start of tonight's game right after this.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
Hey, Rainiers fans, what are you drinking? Chances are your beverage container is recyclable. Rhubarb recycles, and you should too. Hit a home run for the Rainiers and always recycle your plastic bottles and aluminum cans. Find all that's recyclable in Tacoma at TacomaRecycles.org. That's TacomaRecycles.org.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to PacificOffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
Well, good evening and welcome once again to Tacoma Rainiers Baseball. As we're about ready to start this one, the Rainiers and the Sacramento River Cats on a nice warm evening here at Cheney Stadium in Tacoma. Rowenis Elias on the mound. He has wrapped up his warm-up pitches, ready to face Bryce Johnson leading things off. And the first pitch of the game is swung on and fouled away. And that is strike one. 82 degrees, our official game time temperature. Now, Elias with the 0-1 pitch on its way, and it is taken for a strike, and the count goes to 0-2. Elias getting ahead of the count. We've got a new twist on the automated ball strike system that is being implemented tonight. 0-2 pitch swung on, chopped towards third, fielded on two hops by Mejia, and he fires to first base, close play, in time for the out, and one man is gone. In the top of the first inning, Rowenis Elias gets Bryce Johnson to bounce out to third base. Now Austin Dean is the batter. We've been using the robot umpire to call balls and strikes since early May. I think a lot of people would suggest that it's been a success in a lot of ways. Well, not perfect. Not perfect at all, but it's been certainly interesting to watch it progress over the course of the season. So the pitch to Dean is fouled back. Well, today, this is the new idea that Major League Baseball is trying out in the AAA leagues, well, at least this league now. Series of swing and a bouncer to third, fielded by Mejia again, and he throws out Dean, two away. Today, the human umpire, John Bacon, is calling the balls and strikes. The automated system is still working, but is not going to be used unless a team challenges a ball strike call. Each team gets three challenges. Challenges can only be called by the pitcher, the catcher, or the batter. Managers cannot challenge. So now the pitch to Vossler is swung on, grounded to first, gobbled up by Evan White. He's going to take it to the base for the out, and the inning is over before we could even explain to you the new rules. Three up, three down. Rowenis Elias retires the side in order. No challenges. We go to the bottom of the first. Sacramento nothing. Tacoma coming to the plate.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System. And MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare, we're here for you.
Dream big, spend small. Bates Technical College students are building big futures and seeing huge savings. Discover a welcoming college campus that caters to you with flexible career and high school programs, adult basic education courses, and game-changing student support. You're bound for big things, and we're proud to be a part of your success story. Big future, small price tag. Apply at batestech.edu/enroll now to get started today. Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
Well, Rowenis Elias set down the side in order in the top of the first, and now the Red Ears come to the plate in the bottom of the first inning. It'll be Forrest Wall, Mason McCoy, and Evan White to bat this inning. And the pitcher is Ronnie Williams for Sacramento. First time he has faced the Red Ears this year. He's been in Korea until recently. And his pitch is swung on and laced towards center, but it's going to carry out towards the center fielder, Bryce Johnson, who makes the catch. One pitch, one out in the bottom of the first inning. Wall lines out to center. And now Mason McCoy will be the hitter. McCoy back with the Red Ears after spending a couple of days with the Mariners, although they did not activate him, but they brought him to Detroit for that series because they had some injuries at the shortstop position and they thought they might need to IL somebody, but they did not. And so McCoy watched a couple of games without being active and then came back and rejoined the Rainiers today. He's hitting .246 for Tacoma, 15 homers, .759 OPS, and now with an even count after he takes a strike. One ball, one strike. Now, Ronnie Williams with the pitch, and it is outside for a ball. Two balls, one strike. Williams now with a 2-1 pitch. Swung on and pulled to third on a hop, fielded by Vossler, and he throws out McCoy at first base, and two men are gone at the bottom of the first inning. And here comes the hot-hitting Evan White. White, four hits in his last game, which was Wednesday. He was off yesterday. But it wasn't just four hits. There were two homers and a double off the center field wall. He was really crushing it on Wednesday night. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. 0-1 the count. Now a swing and a bouncer foul on the third base side, and the count goes to 0-2 on Evan White. White hit 288, or he has hit 288 in 15 games since rejoining the Rainiers. So here's one outside for a ball. He's got six homers in 15 games during this stint with Tacoma. Behind in the count now. Williams with a 1-2 on its way, and it is down low for a ball, 2-2. Williams has faced the Rainiers previously. He was with Sacramento for a spell in 2021. Originally drafted by the St. Louis Cardinals in 2014. His 2-2 pitch is swung on, hit in the air to right field. It's got some carry to it. Ramos, though, is going to have room as he moves towards the corner and he makes the catch. And White flies out, and that does it for Tacoma in the bottom of the first inning. Three up, three down. We go to the second. Tacoma and Sacramento are scoreless.
Rainiers baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our five super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
No score after one inning of play here at Cheney Stadium. We go to the second. Rowenis Elias on the mound. He retired to the side in order on just six pitches in the first. He'll face Yermin Mercedes, Elliot Ramos, and Patrick Mazika here in the second. First pitch to Mercedes is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. So as I was saying earlier, we're using the what they are calling the automated ball strike challenge system. So here's one down low for a ball. So the human being is calling the umpire, or the human umpire is calling the balls and strikes. The robot umpire is working but is silent, is not doing anything until called upon. So now the 1-1 pitch is a swing and a miss, and the count goes to 1-2. So if either the pitcher, the catcher, or the batter feels that the human umpire missed a call, they can challenge. Sears went outside to Mercedes. And then they will consult the automated ball strike system, the robot umpire, find out if it really was a ball or strike, and that will be the ruling. A team only gets three challenges a game. So now the 2-2 pitch is stroked on one hop to short, flagged down by McCoy, and he throws to first base and gets Mercedes, and one man is out at the top of the second inning. And now Elliot Ramos will be the batter. If you challenge successfully, umpire calls it a strike, you think it's a ball, you're the hitter, you call for a challenge, the robot umpire says it was a ball, that does not cost you one of your team's three challenges. But if you're wrong, it costs you one of the team's three challenges. Now the pitch is a swing and a miss by Ramos. There's strike one. We'll see how this works in person over the course of the night. Sears one in for a strike to Ramos, 0-2. Apparently we're going to be doing it all weekend here. Tomorrow and Sunday's games will also be played with the challenge system. Now the breaking ball is down low to Ramos. 1-2 the count. Now the next pitch swung on and bounced foul. 1-2 the count. Elias looking for his first strikeout. The 1-2 pitch to Ramos is swung on and popped up. That'll work. Backpedaling the shortstop McCoy, and he makes the catch, and two men are gone in the top of the second inning, and now Patrick Mazika will be the hitter. Right, here's with a different defensive look today at one position. Second base. Luis Torrens, a catcher, is making his first career start at any level as a pro at second base. There's a pitch outside to Mazika for a ball, 1-0. Torrens did play two innings at second base in the big leagues back in May this year when the Mariners got into a weird situation. Sears went inside for a ball to Mazika. You may remember the game. It was at Baltimore. The Mariners were wiping them out. And in the late innings, they benched some regulars for rest, and they put some other guys in. And Sears went outside for a ball. And after they did that, Julio Rodriguez got ejected. And it put him in a bind defensively, and they ended up taking Torrens, who's normally a catcher, and putting him at second base and moving some other guys around. As here's a strike to Mazika. And Torrens played two innings at second base, and no one hit the ball to him, so who knows? 3-1 pitch is in there for a strike. Full count, 3-2. He's not going to get through a whole nine-inning game tonight with no one hitting the ball to him, so we'll see how he handles it. 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss, strike three, and down goes Mazika, and Rowenis Elias sets down the side in order at the top of the second inning. Three up, three down. We go to the bottom of the second. Tacoma and Sacramento are scoreless.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to PacificOffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
Baseball's future is here on MILB TV. Minor League Baseball's rising stars hit the field with major fire, major intensity, and major league ambition. More than 100 teams and more than 6,500 games,
featuring MLB's top prospects and up-and-coming stars. Watch tomorrow's big leaguers give it all they've got, live or on demand, on MILB TV. Baseball's future is here.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit UniFirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
No score between Tacoma and Sacramento. We go to the bottom of the second inning here at Cheney Stadium on a beautiful night for baseball in the Pacific Northwest. And we'll be here the next 2 days. Tomorrow's game's a little earlier, 5.05 p.m. start tomorrow, and then the day game on Sunday, 1.35. Often the Rainiers play on Labor Day, but not this year. Rainiers are off on Monday. Here's Jared Kelnick leading things off, and the pop-up on the first pitch is foul behind the plate. Mazika for a look, but this lands in the seats out of play, and that is strike one. Kelnick hitting .284, 14 homers, .892 OPS. Now the 0-1 pitch is swung on and popped up foul again. And again, Mazika chases it towards the screen and can't reach it. It landed near the home plate end of the Rainiers dugout on the third base side. So Kelnick has hit a couple of foul balls and he's behind in the count 0-2. Ronnie Williams with his pitch, and it is inside, and it hit him in the foot. Kelnick tried to step out of the way, and I think it caught him on the back foot. And he will jog down to first base, hit by the pitch. First base runner of the game for either team. Kelnick is on the painful way. And now Eric Mejia is the batter. Mejia, switch hitter, will bat left-handed against Williams. Everyone giving Kelnick an extra moment at first base. Seems to be all right. And Mejia stands in. Eric Mejia is batting .263 with 13 homers and a .772 OPS. Went deep here on Wednesday night. And he takes down low for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0 on its way. And it is down low for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Now Ronnie Williams with his pitch, and it is a fastball outside. Ball three. Will we get our first challenge? That was our first really close pitch. No challenge. That was our first real opportunity for there to be one right there. Now the 3-0 is in there for a strike, and the count goes to 3-1. Next pitch coming from Williams, and it is high ball four, and Mejia will head down to first base, and Kelnick takes second, and there are two on with nobody out in the bottom of the second inning. And now Luis Torrens will be the batter. Ronnie Williams, this past offseason, signed to pitch in Korea, his first professional excursion to Asia. He had pitched in winter leagues in Puerto Rico previously for a couple of years, but and the Dominican actually too. But his first time going to Asia, he pitched for Kia in the KBO, Korean Baseball Organization, Kia Tigers. Series one inside to Luis Torrens. And he made 10 starts for them, 3-3 with a 5.89 ERA, and they parted ways and came back to the States, and the Giants signed him for the second half of the season. 1-0 pitch inside for a ball to Adele. They first had Williams go down to the Arizona Complex League to kind of build up some arm strength, get going down there, work with their coaches, and then he joined Sacramento in early August. This is just his fifth start. 2-0 to Torrens. Swing and a foul tip into the catcher's mitt. There's strike one. So two balls, one strike to Torrens. And the pitch is swung on and hit back to the mound, and it's caught by Williams, and they're going to double the runner Mejia off of first base. It was hit low, but in the air, back to the mound, and it was caught by Williams before it hit the ground, and the runner from first base, Mejia, was way off the bag and easily doubled off. And Kelnick was able to get back to second base, but the double play goes 1-3, and just like that, two men are gone, and there's just a runner at second base for Marcus Wilson. Wilson hitting 211 with 14 homers, 774 OPS, and he takes inside ball one. Wilson brought some levity to the proceedings last night when the Rainiers were trailing 10-1 in the ninth inning. They brought him in from right field to pitch his first professional pitching appearance, and he tossed a scoreless inning. It was awesome. Even got a strikeout. He swings and pops one up, foul, and out of play. So Wilson now with the even count. Runner at second, two outs. Now the pitch. Swing and a miss, strike two. And Marcus Wilson's behind in the count. So one ball, two strikes. Next pitch is an off-speed pitch that misses. And the count's even now, 2-2. Kelnick with good speed at second base, two down, two balls, two strikes to Marcus Wilson. And here comes the pitch from Ronnie Williams, and it is low and away, ball three. So now a full count. And the payoff. Swung on, grounded down the third baseline. Just foul. Fielded in foul territory by Mejia. Just to the left of the third base bag. Vossler over there fielding that just to the left of the bag. So 3-2 still to Marcus Wilson with Kelnick at second base. And the pitch from Williams is swung on and hit well towards left. It is deep. It is back. Is it fair or is it foul? It is foul, says the home plate umpire, John Bacon. Home run distance and then some from Marcus Wilson, but it hooked foul. Wilson launched it down the left field line. And you can see on our replay on MILB TV, at the very end, you could pick up the baseball. It did appear to be foul. It was hit a long way. Still 3 balls, 2 strikes to Marcus Wilson. Now the payoff again from Ronnie Williams is low ball 4. So Wilson heads down to first base, and the Red Ears have 2 on with 2 out for Josh Morgan. Well, Morgan back in the lineup today. He hasn't been in there in over 2 weeks. Last played on August 14th. Rainiers with 3 catchers on the roster. Morgan found himself on the outside looking in for a stretch there, but he's in the starting lineup today. And the pitch is down low for a ball. Morgan's played in just 10 AAA games this year, primarily due to injury, and hitting 241 with a couple of homers. Broke a bone in his foot back in April and missed the majority of the season. 1-0 pitch on its way to Morgan, and this is lined towards left field, down towards the corner. It's going to get down for extra bases, and coming around third is Kelnick. He will score. They're waving in Wilson, who's going full tilt. The relay to the plate. Wilson slides. He's out at the plate for the final out of the inning. Kelnick scores, but Wilson is thrown out at home on the double by Josh Morgan, and that ends the bottom of the second inning. The Red Ears get 1 run on 1 hit. There were no errors and 1 runner left on base. We go to the third inning of play. It's Tacoma 1, Sacramento nothing.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
When people come before profit, convenience comes without compromise.
That's why BECU has built a top-rated app,
so we can track our spending,
deposit checks,
manage debit and credit cards,
pay bills,
and send money just like that.
Credit unions are powered by members and the values we share.
And BECU puts that power right in our hands.
So join us.
BECU, more than just money.
Federally insured by NCUA.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
One nothing right here as we go to the second inning of play here at Cheney Stadium. The Red Ears with Rowenis Elias on the hill. Tacoma getting on the board at the bottom of the second inning on the RBI double by Josh Morgan that scored Jared Kelnick, but Marcus Wilson thrown out at the plate, 7-6-2 to end the inning. Rainier's being aggressive with 2 outs, but it didn't pay off that time. So Elias ready to face Willie Calhoun leading off the third. And the pitch is a swing and a foul in the batter's box. And Calhoun falls down while doing his follow through of his swing there. He's all right. Owen won the count. Next pitch, bounced foul, first base side, 0-2 the count. Elias has retired all 6 he has faced so far. Now the 0-2, and it's a breaking ball outside. One ball, two strikes. And Elias, the veteran lefty, with his next pitch outside. Elias in the Red Ears rotation now, still kind of stretching out his pitch count and innings. He went four innings his last time out at Salt Lake City last week. Allowed two runs in four innings. That was his longest start so far. Here's his 2-2 pitch to Willie Calhoun, and it is swung on and hit in the air towards a shallow left center. Back is McCoy, in is Derek Hill, and Hill makes the catch. And one man is out at the top of the third inning. Calhoun flies out to the center fielder. And now Ford Proctor will be the hitter. Proctor batting in the number eight spot. Has five homers in 18 games since joining Sacramento. Came to the Giants at the trade deadline. And he lines one, leaping catch at shortstop by Mason McCoy. He hauls it in for the second out of the inning. Liner hit directly over his head. He didn't have to really sky for it. Just a little hop for McCoy, and he was able to reach up and grab it. And two men are gone in the third. And now Dixon Machado will be the hitter. And the pitch is down low and inside for a ball, 1-0. Now, fastball up and in, and that sends him bending backwards out of the way. And the pitch is swung on, grounded towards third, and picked up by Mejia, throws to first in time to get Machado, and the inning is over. Rowenis Elias with another three up, three down inning, and we head to the bottom of the third. It's Tacoma 1, Sacramento nothing.
When you think of your ideal college experience, chances are you think big. Big moments making big memories, big connections, and even bigger friendships. College is a big decision, and at Bates Technical College, you'll be bound for big things in college and career. Start building your big future today at Bates Technical College. Apply today at batestech.edu/enroll now.
Hey, Rainiers fans, what are you drinking? Chances are your beverage container is recyclable. Rhubarb recycles, and you should too. Hit a home run for the Rainiers and always recycle your plastic bottles and aluminum cans. Find all that's recyclable in Tacoma at TacomaRecycles.org. That's TacomaRecycles.org.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game. Not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
I mean, it's got to be something like favorite color. Something innocent like that, my favorite color. Well, we'll give you the answer in the middle of a bit, then top it over with your neighbors and your family. We'll wipe down the middle of
it. We go to the bottom of the third inning here at Cheney Stadium in Tacoma. The Red Ears with a 1-0 lead over Sacramento. Derek Hill, Forrest Wall, and Mason McCoy to bat this inning against Ronnie Williams. Williams with the pitch, and it is taken for a strike. 0-1 the count. Now the next pitch. Down low for a ball. One ball, one strike. Now this one is a ball. Two balls, one strike to Hill. Hill hitting in the number nine spot of the order for the Red Ears. Had a base hit in three tries yesterday. Very fast runner. And he swings and fouls one off, and the count's even 2-2. And Hill, part of a father-son legacy amongst Tacoma players, is Father Orsino Hill, played here in 1992 for the Tacoma Tigers, Oakland A's affiliate back then. His dad played here pretty much the whole season. 2-2 pitch is a swing and a miss, strike three. They got him, and one man is out at the bottom of the third inning. First strikeout for Ronnie Williams, and now Forrest Wall will be the batter. Wall flied out to center field his first time up, 0-1. And the pitch misses for a ball. Want to know the count to the right here's leadoff man. Wall takes a breaking ball at the knees for a strike. Now this one is swung on, bounced foul first base side. Now the 1-2, swinging a foul tip at the plate. Still 1-2 to Forrest Wall. Now the next pitch, swung on, bounced foul on the first base side. Wall hanging in there. Wall had a very productive month of August, hitting .365 in August. Had a .444 on base percentage. Now the next pitch, grounded right to the second baseman. Proctor scoops it up, and he throws out the speedy Wall at first base. And two men are out at the bottom of the third inning. Now Mason McCoy will be the batter. McCoy grounded out to third base. His first time up, 0-1 today, and he takes outside for a ball. Next pitch on its way, and it is a fastball that cracks the mitt of Mazika for a called strike. 1-1 now. Next pitch coming, and it is swung on and popped up first base side. Mercedes, the first baseman, is under it, and he makes the catch in fair territory for the final out in the bottom of the third inning. Rainiers go quickly and quietly, three up, three down. We head to the fourth inning. It's Tacoma 1, Sacramento nothing.
Your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Marybridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Marybridge Children's, we're here for you.
Now there are even more reasons to switch to Verizon, the network America relies on.
For real?
Yep, for real. Turn in your old phone and get the new Samsung Galaxy Z Flip 4 free with select 5G unlimited plans.
Definitely switching.
Totally. Everybody's switching to the network America relies on. Verizon. 5G ultra-wideband available in select areas. $999.99 device payment purchase with new smartphone line on select 5G unlimited plans required. $200 Verizon e-gift card with porting. Less $800 trade-in slash promo credit applied over 36 months. 0% APR. Trade-in conditions apply.
Rainiers Baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
On we go to the fourth inning. Tacoma 1, Sacramento nothing. Rowenis Elias on the mound. Had a perfect first trip through the lineup, and the leadoff spot starts things off here in the fourth. Bryce Johnson batting for his second time for Sacramento, and he swings and misses at an off-speed pitch. There's strike one. First pitch changeup from Elias to Johnson, who grounded out to third base his first time up today. And the next pitch is outside. And we have our first challenge. All right. A challenge but called by the Rainiers, as that pitch was called outside for a ball. And the Rainiers, one of the Rainiers, either Elias or the catcher, challenged it. And they have ruled that it was a strike. So the Rainiers win the challenge. And it is 0-2 on Bryce Johnson. And the next pitch is down low for a ball, 1-2. There we go, our first challenge. Rainiers win it. So each team gets three challenges, but if you're right, it doesn't count against your total. If the Rainiers were wrong there, it would have cost them a challenge. Now the 1-2 pitch to Johnson down low. Two balls, two strikes. So an even count. I didn't see who called for, if it was Elias or Morgan. Now the 2-2 is swung on, grounded right down the first baseline, fair ball, and Bryce Johnson's going to head for second base. Picking it up is Forrest Wall. He fires it in, not in time. Johnson has a leadoff double in the top of the fourth inning, a grounder right down the first baseline. Went the other way with it. Hit it right inside the bag. And now Austin Dean will be the batter. Only three people are allowed to call for a challenge: the pitcher, the catcher, or the batter. And it has to be immediate. You can't waste any time, because they don't want technology from the dugout influencing it. As here's a bunt attempt, third base side foul. Managers are not allowed to call for a challenge. Only the pitcher, the catcher, or the batter. Here comes the 0-1 on its way to Dean, and it is outside for a ball. One ball, one strike. Johnson leads from second base. He's the tying runner. The 1-1 pitch hit in the air down the right field line. Long run over for Wall. He gets there and makes the catch. Tagging at second is Johnson. He heads to third. The throw comes into third base on one hop, but not in time. And Johnson is safe at third with one out. So Austin Dean flies out to right fielder Forrest Wall. And Johnson moves up 90 feet to third base with one out. And now Jason Vossler will be the batter. Vossler grounded out earlier, 0 for 1. Infield drawn in for the Rainiers. And the pitch to Vossler, who's having a big series, is taken for a strike. Vossler went 0 for in the first game of the series, but then he had four hits on Wednesday and followed it up with three hits yesterday. So seven hits the last two games for Vossler. Elias with the 0-1 pitch, and it is outside for a ball. One ball, one strike. Now Elias is ready with the 1-1, and it's a check swing, and the plate umpire says he went around. That is strike two. So Elias ahead of the count, 1-2. He could really use a strikeout in this situation. One ball, two strikes. Elias is ready. And the lefty from Cuba with a pitch, and it is a breaking ball that Another check swing, but this time Vossler held up in time. Two balls, two strikes. Now the 2-2 coming. And it is low. Full count, 3-2. Now Elias with the payoff. And it is a swing and a miss. Strike three. Got him with a curveball. And Elias gets the second out of the inning. That's a big strikeout right there. The infielders can back up to normal depth as they had been drawn in. Elias with his first strikeout of the night at a crucial moment. And now two away. And the tying runner's at third. And here's your mean Mercedes. Mercedes grounded out to the shortstop McCoy his first time up. And he takes down low for a ball, 1-0. Now the next pitch is swung on and fouled back. Counts even, 1-1. One nothing Rainiers, top of the fourth. Johnson hit a leadoff double. He's at third base now with two outs. And Elias with his 1-1 pitch to Mercedes, and it is swung on and fouled back, strike two. Jermaine Mercedes. Behind in the count, 1-2, 29-year-old catcher and first baseman from the Dominican Republic. Elias's pitch swung on, hit well towards right field. This is deep. Back is wall at the fence, but it is gone. A two-run homer to right field for Yermin Mercedes, and Sacramento has taken the lead here at the top of the fourth inning. It is 2-1. Yermin Mercedes launches one to right center. And for Mercedes, it is his fourth homer for the Rivercats this year in just 22 games. And Sacramento, who hits a lot of homers, they're second in the league with 188 homers. That's how they get on the scoreboard to start tonight's game. So that empties the bases. Two outs for Elliot Ramos. And the pitch misses for a ball, 1-0. First pitch fastball there from Elias. And now his next delivery is a swing and a miss at another heater. And that evens things up, 1-1. .382 the estimated distance on Mercedes homer. Here's one that misses for a ball now, 2-1. So two balls, one strike. And the pitch is in at the knees for a strike. And that evens it up 2-2. For a second, I thought Ramos might challenge that one, but he did not. You look back at the umpire. 2-2 pitch, breaking ball, just inside, ball three. So 3-2 to Ramos with Mazika on deck. Payoff pitch, swung on, bounced to the right side where Luis Torrens has his first chance at second base, and he fields it and throws out Ramos for the final out of the inning. So Torrens handles the first ball hit his direction. Ramos grounds out to the second baseman, the catcher who is playing second base. And that wraps up the inning. Two runs for Sacramento on two hits. There were no errors and no one left. We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. It's Sacramento 2, Tacoma 1.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit unifirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good together.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
We go to the bottom of the fourth inning. It is Sacramento 2, Tacoma 1. On a really nice night here in Tacoma with a nice half moon overhead. Evan White leading things off in the bottom of the fourth that he takes outside, ball one. White flied out to right field his first time up today. Now the 1-0 pitch is fastball called a strike. 1-1. Now this pitch grounded foul, third base set. We'll take a look at what happened around the Pacific Coast League in last night's action. Get caught up on the pennant races, such as they are. The West isn't much of a race, although Vegas did pick up a game yesterday by beating first place Reno in the 10th inning, 5-4. There's a swing and a miss. That is strike three. Down goes Evan White, and Ronnie Williams has his second strikeout. And now Jared Keldick will be the batter. Reno and Vegas were tied 4-4 after nine, and Vegas scored at the top of the 10th. David McKinnon with an RBI double to put him up 5-4. But they had to duck that automatic runner at the bottom of the second inning. The tying runner automatically placed at second base. And the Vegas reliever, Aaron Brown, was able to escape that. And Vegas held on for the win. 1-0 pitch to Kelnick. Misses 2-0 now. So Vegas lost the first two games of that head-to-head series. Wins game three. So they are eight games out in the West. Vegas in second place. Here's one outside to Kelnick, ball three. Prio pitch. Up and away, ball four. And nope. They're going to challenge it. They're challenging the 3-0 pitch that is a spot where they thought that that pitch might be a strike, so they're challenging it, and now we get the result. It's on the video board here at the stadium and on MILB TV, and that is a strike. It caught the very corner of the zone. So, 3-1 now. So, Keldick is the first Red Ears batter to have a challenge called on a pitch that he saw by the opposing team and have it turned around on him. 3-1 now to Kelnick, and that's ball four. No challenge necessary this time around, and Kelnick will jog down to first base and not be stopped this time. So Kelnick draws the walk. And now Eric Mejia will be the batter. Mejia walked in the second inning, his only plate appearance so far. He takes on the inside edge for a called strike, 0-1. The Eastern Division tightened up a bit yesterday, and it's a lot closer over there. Now the next pitch to Mejia is yanked down the first baseline, past the diving Mercedes, and into right field, a base hit. Celtics are out second, going to third. Mejia tried to go to second, and he dives in there safely on a close play at second base. And the Red Ears have runners at second and third with one out. Aggressive base running by Mejia. They called him safe at second. Here comes Dave Brundage, the Sacramento manager, out to argue with the base umpire, Jonathan Fioretta, who made the call. And actually, it was the first base umpire, Paul Clemens, who made the call. So Brundage is talking to him as he thought he saw his guy put a tag on Mejia. And so Brundage talking it over with the umpire who made the call. And they are still in a discussion. We've seen so few arguments this year, primarily because of the automated ball strike system. That was a really close play at second base. Couldn't really tell from that angle on MILB TV. And, you know, Mejia was reaching in for the bag and a headfirst dive with his arms while the tag was being applied on his leg, right? So it's kind of harder to tell when he was actually tagged. And Mejia used a swim move to get around. And the base umpire called Mejia safe. Brundage is done with his argument. He did not go so far as to get himself ejected. It's a double for Mejia. The Red Ears have runners at second and third with one out for Luis Torrens. Mejia with his 23rd double of the year. Infield drawn in for Sacramento. Torrens lined into a double play his first time up. And Ronnie Williams with the pitch, and it is a fastball call to strike on the outside edge, 0-1. Now the 0-1 pitch swung on and fouled away, 1-1. So no balls, two strikes to Torrens. Now he fouls one at the plate. Still no balls, two strikes. Getting a piece of that changeup from Ronnie Williams. So Round Rock pulled within three games in the East by shutting out Oklahoma City 2-0 in a game that was called because of rain in the seventh inning with two outs and Oklahoma City batting in the top of the inning. And that pulled Round Rock within three games of first. So the next pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike three. Torrens chased one that was outside. And that's the second out of the inning. And now Marcus Wilson will be the batter. Wilson walked earlier. Round Rock got five scoreless innings from Tyson Miller. He earned the win. Getting the headlines, even though he lost, was the Dodgers pitching prospect Bobby Miller for Oklahoma City, who struck out 14 batters in six innings. So there's a strike to Wilson. But Miller allowed two hits and two runs. He walked only one. But those two runs, they lost the game 2-0. Miller's 14 strikeouts tied Reed Detmers for the most by a pitcher in the Pacific Coast League this year. Detmers had a 14-strikeout game for Salt Lake City against the Rainiers. Here's one outside for a ball to Wilson, 1-1. Bobby Miller's supposed to be a pretty good prospect. The Rainiers might see him this coming week in Oklahoma City. He was a first-round pick of the Dodgers in 2020 out of high school. 1-1 pitch is bounced foul, third base side. One ball, two strikes to Marcus Wilson. And the pitch is a swing and a foul. Right here's looking for a clutch hit. Two men in scoring position with two outs. Kelnick at third, Mejia at second. Wilson walking off that last foul tip. Now he's back in the batter's box. Here comes the 1-2 pitch from Ronnie Williams, and it is a called strike three on the inside edge, and Wilson goes down looking, and that does it for Tacoma in the bottom of the fourth inning. Right here's threatened, but they do not score. No runs on a hit. There were no errors and two runners left on base. We go to the fifth inning. It's Sacramento 2, Tacoma 1.
Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
The city of Tacoma reminds you that what goes down storm drains flows directly into our local lakes, streams, and Puget Sound. To make Puget Sound healthy and safe for your family and pets, wash cars on the lawn or at a commercial car wash. Pick up after your dog, bag it, and place it in the trash. Use compost or Tagro instead of fertilizer on your lawn. And fix your car's oil leaks right away. Join the team and do your part to protect Puget Sound. Learn more at PugetSoundStartsHere.org.
Well, it's 2-1. The Rivercats with the lead over the Red Ears. We go to the fifth inning of play. Rowenis Elias on the mound. He'll face three straight left-handed hitters here in Patrick Mazika, Willie Calhoun, and Ford Proctor. Now the pitch is taken for a ball. 1-0 the count to Mazika, who Elias struck out earlier. Next pitch is called a strike. Counts even, 1-1. Now breaking ball down low and away. 2-1. More from last night's PCL action. El Paso is not out of the race yet in the East. They picked up a game yesterday by beating Salt Lake, as there's a swing and a miss by Mazika. El Paso took down Salt Lake 6-3. Pedro Avila tossed 5 scoreless innings and struck out 8. Brandon Dixon had 3 hits and an RBI for El Paso, as Mazika fouls one off. So in the East, Oklahoma City's in first. Round Rock 3 games back and El Paso 4.5 back. Teams have 24 games remaining going into tonight's action. Next pitch down low for a ball. Now a swing and a grounder, foul, first base side. Three balls, 2 strikes. Payoff pitch once again. And it is up and in, ball four. And Mazika draws a leadoff walk in the fifth. And that's the first walk issued by Elias tonight, which is, I mean, you don't want to see it, but such an improvement so far over the last two nights when the Rainiers walked 10 yesterday and 9 the game before. No walks today until the fifth. Here's Willie Calhoun now. And the pitch from Elias is a fastball upstairs. Another game yesterday between non-contenders. Albuquerque beat Sugarland 9-7 as Brett Boswell hit a go-ahead homer in the eighth inning for Albuquerque at Sugarland. 1-0 pitch poured in there for a strike, 1-1. Rainiers have this upcoming road trip that they're going on after they close out the weekend here, where they're going to face first place Oklahoma City in the East in their ballpark in Bricktown. As there's a breaking ball just outside, I guess, 2-1. And now they are going to challenge it. I thought that might be a challengeable pitch right there. Rainiers are going to challenge that one. A breaking ball, and we are once again going to the challenge, and that was outside. That's a ball. The ump got it right. Score one for the man in blue. I wonder if he takes a little pride in that now. Like, yeah, you can challenge my call. I got that one right. Everyone's experiencing this for the first time tonight. Two balls, one strike to Calhoun. Rainier's lost a challenge. And now the pitch is a swing and a miss. Each team only gets three. The Rainiers are down to two challenges. But that was the one ball, one strike pitch. And when I talked to manager Tim Fedorovich about this yesterday, he said he thinks the best times to do a challenge are on the pitches that cause a big swing in the at-bat. As now the 2-2 pitch is hit up the middle and into center field. That's a base hit for Calhoun. Taking second is Mazika. Calhoun with a single up the middle. And Sacramento has runners at first and second with nobody out, and Ford Proctor coming to the plate. There are all kinds of breakdowns that measure what are the results of an at-bat when the batter is ahead, two balls and one strike, or behind, one ball and two strikes. And the difference is just humongous. When you're ahead of the count 2-1, you're far more likely to have a successful result as a hitter than if you're behind 1-2. So right there, that last challenge, the count was 1-1. The pitch was called a ball, and it was close, and the Rainiers used one of their challenges to try to swing it from a 2-1 count to a 1-2 count. But the computer said it really was a ball, so it remained two balls and one strike. And what happened? Calhoun ended up getting a hit. He's at first, Mazika at second, no one out, and Ford Proctor stands in, and the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Now the next pitch. Up and away for a ball. 1-1. Starting to see some activity in the Rainiers bullpen for the first time tonight. Now the pitch is down to the dirt for a ball. So here comes Elias with a 2-1 pitch to Ford Proctor, and it's a swing and a foul tip held onto by the catcher, Josh Morgan. That's a strike. Two balls, two strikes. Looks like Taylor Williams is loosening up in the Tacoma pen. And the pitch is just outside for ball three. Full count 3-2. Well, no one out. Runners at first and second. They're unlikely to send the runners with the catcher Mazika leading from second base. 3-2 to Ford Proctor. Elias' pitch is inside. Ball four. He lost him. The bases are loaded. Mazika goes to third. Calhoun takes second. Proctor heads to first. Two walks this inning. Sandwiched around a single. And the bases are loaded with nobody out for Dixon Machado. Machado grounded out to third base his first time up. He's going to have to wait before this at bat. The Rainiers pitching coach, Alon Leishman, is on his way out to the mound, and the whole infield is going to gather and discuss the situation here. Rivercats lead 2-1. They've won the last two games of this series. Sacramento may be in last place in the division, although they would tie the Rainiers if they win this game today. But as I was going to say, they may be in last place, but they're hot right now. They've won 7 of their last 9 games. 14-8 over their last 22 games. They've been playing well recently, and they've won back-to-back games here in this series, and they lead right now 2-1 in the fifth. Bases loaded, no one out. Machado the batter. We'll see if Elias can work his way out of this one. The pitch is a swing and a miss there. Strike one. Machado taking a pretty big hack at that first pitch. Now the Rainiers are playing double play depth up the middle. Corner infielder's in a little bit. The pitch is popped up foul down the third baseline. McCoy chasing it into foul ground. Can't reach it. It's out of play. Strike two, though. Elias ahead of the count. No balls, 2 strikes. Rainiers have to wait for the fielders to get back to their positions. Here comes the 0-2 pitch, and it is in the dirt for a ball. Mazika, the runner, at third. Calhoun at second, and Proctor at first for Sacramento. No one out at the top of the fifth inning. Now Elias is ready. Here comes the 1-2. And it is swung on and fouled back by Machado. Still 1-2. Dixon Machado had a bases loaded hit in the second inning yesterday. A bases loaded double brought in 3 runs. Gave the Rivercats the lead. 1-2 pitch is swung on and bounced foul. He got a piece of it to stay alive. Still 1-2. Elias. Gets the signals from Josh Morgan. Now he is set. And his 80th pitch of the night is swung on and hit in the air towards right center. Not particularly deep. Hill makes the catch. Tagging at third is Mazika. The throw to the plate is in time. The tag is applied by Morgan. It's a double play. Perfect throw from Derek Hill on the money. One hopper to Josh Morgan, who calmly received it and applied the tag on Mazika. I'm surprised they sent him. This was not very deep. And Hill made the catch, came up firing with a one hopper to Morgan, who was right there, ready to apply the tag. It wasn't even that close of a play. Rainiers get the double play. Just like that, 2 men are gone. And Runners are at first and second for Bryce Johnson, who's one for two with a double and a run scored. And the pitch is taken for a strike, 0-1 the count. Now the 0-1 pitch is a breaking ball over, strike two. Elias ahead of the count, 0-2. He can smell it. He has a chance to get out of this. The bases were loaded with no one out. Now it's first and second, two outs, thanks to the perfectly executed play by Derek Hill and Josh Morgan. No balls, two strikes to Johnson, and the pitch is a fastball up, and Johnson lays off of that. 1-2 the count. Now the 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Elias escapes the jam and he's fired up. No runs for Sacramento in the top of the fifth inning. On a hit, there were no errors and two runners left. The bases were loaded with no one out and Sacramento did not score. We go to the bottom of the fifth. It is Sacramento 2, Tacoma 1.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure, cloud-first networking experiences.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
We go to the bottom of the fifth inning here at Cheney Stadium in Tacoma. The Rainiers trailing Sacramento 2-1, but just got out of a nasty jam in the top of the fifth inning. Bases loaded, no one out, and escaped without the Rivercats scoring. Josh Morgan to lead things off at the bottom of the fifth, and he takes a strike from Ronnie Williams. 0-1 the count. Morgan drove in the Rainiers run in the second inning with his two-out RBI double. And he was part of the big double play in the top of this inning, and he takes down low for a ball, 1-1 the count. Morgan, right-hand batter, swings and misses at a pitch down in the dirt, went around, tried to hold up but could not. 1-2 the count. And the pitch is swung on and hit high in the sky to shallow center field. And Johnson and Dean come in, and the left fielder Dean makes the catch. Really almost a deep shortstop in shallow left center. So Morgan is out, and one man is out in the inning. And now Derek Hill will be the hitter. Remember, tomorrow's game is earlier. We're back to a 5:05 start time on Saturdays this month. Here's a chopper up the middle on the first pitch, fielded by Proctor, and he throws to first and gets Hill for the second out in the bottom of the fifth inning. Hill going after the first pitch. Grounds out to the second baseman. So 5:05 first pitch tomorrow. The Red Ears are starting Austin Warner against a Sacramento starter to be determined. Now the pitch is inside for a ball to Forrest Wall, 1-0. Now the next pitch, inside for a ball, 2-0. Delivery, down low. So 3-0 the count to Wall with Mason McCoy on deck. And this one misses, ball four. Wall will head down to first base with two outs. And he immediately becomes a threat to try to steal. Forrest Wall, second in the league with 36 stolen bases. And with 24 games remaining, he has a chance to reach 40 stolen bases this season, which only six Tacoma players have ever done. The Rivercats pitching coach, Garvin Alston, has called time, and he's going out to the mound to talk to Ronnie Williams for a moment. And they've started activity in the bullpen where a right-hander is warming up with his jacket on. Well, now he's taking it off. It's not that cold here. Come on. It's not cold at all. All right, in the Sacramento bullpen, now that he's got the jacket off, it's Cole Waits, the hard-throwing righty. So yeah, six Tacoma players going back to 1960. Only six have stolen 40 or more bases in a season. And none have done that since 1988. That's the most recent time that a Tacoma player stole 40 bags. That was Lance Blankenship of the Tacoma Tigers at exactly 40. There goes Wall. The pitch is taken for a strike. The throw to second is not in time, and it gets past the second baseman. It goes into center. Wall will take third and stop there as the center fielder, Bryce Johnson, gets the ball back in. So there's stolen base number 37 for Wall, and he takes third on the throwing error by the catcher. And now the Red Ears have that tying runner at third base. The throw was in the dirt, and Proctor tried to short hop it. It hit his glove and bounced off into shallow center. So Wall's at third with two outs, and that pitch was a strike to McCoy, so it's 0-1. Here's the pitch now from Williams, and it is low for a ball, 1-1 the count. Now this pitch, swing and a miss, and an off-speed pitch, and the count goes to 1-2. Now the 1-2 pitch, and it is swung on and lined into left field, a base hit, and Wall will trot in with the tying run. Mason McCoy comes through with the RBI single with two outs. And the Red Ears even it up, 2-2. Mason McCoy delivers, although Wall and his legs in particular deserve a lot of credit for that run. Wall drew the two-out walk, stole second, went to third when they throw it into center and scored on the base hit. That's it for Ronnie Williams. Dave Brundage is out of the Sacramento dugout. Their manager is making a pitching change here, and he's going to go to the pen with two down in the fifth. and bring in, I believe, Cole Wade. So we'll take a break for this pitching change with the score, Tacoma 2, Sacramento 2.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
The connected world is expanding at an unprecedented rate. How can your business deliver the latest apps and services to every employee and remote location in your enterprise? Infoblox, the leader in modern cloud-first networking and security, gives distributed organizations increased network visibility, automation, and control. So multi-cloud apps and services can be used by everyone, no matter where they are. Infoblox, delivering secure cloud-first networking experiences.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
We're in the bottom of the fifth inning. It is 2-2, Tacoma and Sacramento all even. Mason McCoy just came through with a two-out RBI single that tied the game, and it knocked out Ronnie Williams, the Sacramento starter, who went 4 2/3 innings, allowed 3 hits, 2 runs both earned, responsible for the runner at first. Williams walked 3, struck out 4. Cole Waits, hard-throwing reliever, summoned from the pen to face Evan White. And there goes the runner. The first pitch is inside. No throw to second. McCoy steals second base and is in scoring position. He went first movement, and Mason McCoy has his 17th steal of the year in just 19 attempts. So now he's in scoring position. 1-0 the count to White. And the next pitch is swung on and hit in the air down the right field line. Not particularly deep. Ramos over, and he makes the catch, and that is the final out of the inning. So White flies out. That does it for Tacoma, but the Red Ears tie it up in the fifth inning. 1 run on 1 hit. There were one error in the inning and 1 runner left on. And we go to the sixth inning with the score Sacramento 2, Tacoma 2.
Your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Marybridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Marybridge Children's, we're here for you.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
We go to the sixth inning of play. Tacoma and Sacramento all tied up 2-2. New pitcher for the Rainiers, Taylor Williams, comes in to work the top of the sixth inning. Rowenis Elias went five, allowed three hits and two runs. Both earned. He walked two and struck out three. So Williams, the new pitcher, his 15th appearance out of the Red Ears pen, 1-0 with a 1.17 ERA. He's been an outstanding addition to the Red Ears bullpen. His first pitch to Austin Dean is in there for a strike, 0-1 the count. Now the 0-1 pitch swung on, bounced slowly to the left side, charged and scooped up by McCoy, throw to first, in time for the out. Nice play by Mason McCoy at shortstop to get Austin Dean on this little slow bouncer. Hit off the handle of the bat. McCoy had no time to spare, releasing that throw to first base and getting Dean by a half step. So one out, and here's Vossler. Left-handed hitter who's 0 for 2. Williams pitch to Vossler, swung on, chopped to Evan White at first base. He knows what to do with that. He fields it and takes it to the bag himself for the out, and two men are gone at the top of the sixth inning. Very quickly, Taylor Williams gets a couple of outs, and now your mean Mercedes will be the hitter. Mercedes is 1 for 2, and that one hit came in the fourth inning, a two-run homer that brought in Sacramento's only run so far tonight. Another pitch down low for a ball. Got the challenge system going tonight. That's been a story here. It's happening in some of the other series, not all, but some of the other series. And they're using it at Sugar Land for the series between Albuquerque and Sugar Land. Now the 1-0 to Mercedes. Call to strike, 1-1. Word out that in tonight's game in Sugar Land, there were five challenges of balls and strikes, and all five were upheld. The umpire, the human umpire, was perfect. Here's a swing and a miss, strike two. That umpire was Aaron Higgins. They challenged five of his calls, both teams, and all of them went in favor of the human umpire when they went to the computer and checked. 1-2 pitch to Mercedes. Inside, spinned him around a little bit. Two balls, two strikes. Now the 2-2. And the pitch is swung on and yanked down the third baseline. That's a fair ball. It's going to get down into the corner. Extra bases for Mercedes. Marcus Wilson chases it down. Mercedes isn't going to push it. He'll just stop at second base with a double. So a two-out double for your mean Mercedes, who's been Sacramento's big hitter tonight. And now Elliot Ramos is the batter. Ramos is 0 for 2 with a pop-up and a ground out. Taylor Williams ready, and his pitch is in there for a called strike. 0-1 the count. Now Williams with the 0-1 coming. And it is inside for a ball. One ball, one strike. Three hits, two runs, one earned run. Williams steps off the rubber for a moment. He doesn't like the baseball. He wants to trade it with the plate umpire, get a new baseball, so he does that. Now here comes the 1-1 pitch, and it is outside for a ball, 2-1. Runner at second, the go-ahead runner for Sacramento, two down. Here comes the 2-1 pitch. And it is a swing and a miss, and that evens things up 2-2. So now Williams ready again. Here comes the 2-2 on its way to Ramos, and it is swung on and fouled off. Ramos staying with a slider there from Taylor Williams and getting a piece of it and fouling it away. Still two balls, two strikes. Now Williams from the belt checks the runner at second. Here's the 2-2, and it is a swing and a miss. That is strike three. Down goes Elliot Ramos, and that closes out the top of the sixth inning. Taylor Williams delivers. Sacramento does not score. They had a hit, and they leave a runner stranded in scoring position. We go to the bottom of the sixth. It's Tacoma 2, Sacramento 2.
Progressive Snapshot can save you money based on how you drive and how much you drive. So the safer you drive, the more money you could save. Now, if you didn't hear that because you were laying on the horn while driving, let me say it again. Are you a race car driver? Because if you are, you're in the wrong car and you took a wrong turn off the track a while ago. And all those cars you're trying to pass all save money with Progressive Snapshot, while you probably don't. So who's really winning? And if you did hear it the first time, nice work. You'd love Snapshot from Progressive because it rewards safe drivers. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in California and North Carolina or from all agents.
Do you know what's great about being a Fred Meyer Boost member? Well, for starters, free delivery on orders of $35 or more. Yep, you'll get free delivery on all the Fred Meyer products you love. And as a Boost member, you'll get more rewards, too, like double fuel points on everything you buy. Experience a new level of membership starting as low as $59 a year with Boost by My Freddy's Rewards. Sign up today at fredmeyer.com. Restrictions may apply. Fred Meyer, celebrating 100 years.
Wake up inspired at Hotel Murano. From luxurious linens to top in-room technology, from the pillow menu to the help me button in each room, Hotel Murano boasts world-class art and dedication to great service that has earned it top honors from Condé Nast and Travel and Leisure. The convenient downtown location puts guests at the heart of Tacoma's arts and restaurant scene. Ignite the artistic spirit within you at Hotel Murano. Visit murano.com or call 866-986-8083.
We go to the bottom of the sixth inning. Tacoma 2, Sacramento 2 is our score. And Jared Kautick will lead things off against Cole Waits. And the first pitch is a fastball at 94 on the gun for a called strike. 0-1 the count to Kautick, who has reached base twice tonight. 0-1 pitch is down in the dirt for a ball, 1-1. Kautick has walked and he's been hit by a pitch. And he has scored a run. Now the 1-1 pitch, and it is an off-speed pitch, a little high, maybe a smidge outside. Two balls, one strike. Kelenic trying to get back in that groove that he was in where he was just not striking out at all and making consistent contact at the plate. He's gotten away from that the last few days. Not yet today, though. He's now watching a fastball that evens up the count 2-2. Two-two pitch. Swung on, hit in the air, foul. Out of play on the third base side. Still 2-2. Now the 2-2, called strike three. A fastball right on the outside edge. And Kelenic's gonna challenge it. He thought that that pitch was outside, so he is challenging it. The Raiders have already used one challenge, and this is their second one, as that is a strike three to Kelenic. So he goes down looking, and the Raiders are down to just one challenge now remaining in the game. So Kelenic goes down looking. And here's Eric Mejia. And the pitch is up high for a ball. One oh, down and in for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Here comes the 2-0, and it is high, ball three. Now the 3-0 is over for a strike, 3-1 to Mejia. Mejia takes ball four and will head down to first base. So the Red Ears have the go-ahead runner on with one out. And now Luis Torrens will be the batter. Torrens 0 for 2 with a line out and a strikeout. And the pitch to Torrens is on the outside edge. Now a swing and a foul out of play down the right field line. Torrens behind in the count, 0-2. Raiders used the speed game last inning, stole a couple of bases, now up to 160 steals on the year, the most of anyone in the Pacific Coast League. Let's see if Mejia tries to get going at first base. And a toss over there by Waits. Mejia back in. Mejia has 17 steals this year, although he has been caught 7 times. No balls, two strikes to Torrens. And the pitch is swung on. It strokes sharply to the second baseman on one hop. Proctor feeds Machado for one, on to Mercedes for two. An inning-ending double play. So the Red Ears do not score in the sixth. No runs, hits, or errors, and no one left. We go to the seventh inning. It is Tacoma 2, Sacramento 2.
Ray Mallorca here for eBay Motors. You're driving along and some Nimrod cuts you off. You hit the horn. Jeez, it sounds like a goose in distress. Time to head over to eBay Motors. They have horns for every make and model, not to mention horn pads, steering wheels, wiring, and more. 122 million parts. You can even go for an upgrade. That looks like Mr. Cutoff Man needs a new seat cover. Try eBay Motors, pal. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors. Let's ride.
It's called the Mazur Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
When your staff looks good, your business looks good. And with a customized uniform service program from UniFirst, we look good together. You choose from a variety of styles in the highest quality workwear and receive expert personalized services to improve and maintain your professional business image and desired brand. So call UniFirst at 800-552-4227 or visit unifirst.com to receive the best uniform service in the industry. And let UniFirst show you how we look good. Good together.
We go to the seventh inning of play here at Cheney Stadium in Tacoma. All tied up 2-2, the Red Ears and the Rivercats. New pitcher for the Red Ears, Drew Steckenrider, takes over. Taylor Williams went one scoreless inning, allowed a hit. And Steckenrider's pitch to Mazika is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Now the 1-0 on its way, and this is outside for a ball. Two balls, no strikes. Looked for a moment like the Rainiers might challenge that one, but they have only one challenge left since they've missed two. They're 1-for-3 on challenges. Here's a drive to right. This is deep. Back it goes, and it is gone. Patrick Mazika hits a go-ahead home run for the Rivercats to lead off the top of the seventh inning. His second homer in three games since joining his new team. Mazika lines a homer to right field. And they called up Andrew Knapp, who had been in hitting a whole lot of home runs. The catcher replaced him with Mazika, and he just picks up where Knapp left off, hitting a bunch of bombs. So now Willie Calhoun is the batter. He's 1-for-2 with a single, and the pitch is on the inside edge for a called strike, 0-1. Next pitch on its way, and it is in there for a strike. 0-2 the count. Now this one is swung on and bounced foul. Still 0-2. And now a swing and a liner right side, caught by the second baseman, Luis Torrens, who has handled both balls hit his direction in his first ever start at second base. One out of the seventh, and now Ford Proctor will be the batter. Proctor has lined out and walked so far, 0-for-1. Still Second Rider's pitch is a fastball called a strike. Now this pitch is a swing and a miss. Oh, two, the count to Proctor. And Steckenrider's pitch is down in the dirt. Check swing, and he held up in time, according to the third base umpire. So 1-2 now. Take a quick look at our Seattle Mariner Farm Report. Some big news from AA Arkansas last night, if you like big numbers anyway, as there's a foul back by Proctor. The Mariners affiliate was playing the Oakland A's affiliate, Midland, in Midland, Texas. And the Arkansas Travelers scored 22 runs and won the game 22-5 yesterday. So here's one down low for a ball. They had 22 hits in the game. And on top of that, they drew 9 walks. And just for fun, Midland chipped in with 3 errors. But you add that all up, that's 34 base runners. And 22 runs for Arkansas. Here's one outside for a ball. Infielder Riley Unroe has been on a tear at AA Arkansas. He's an older guy, a free agent signed in the offseason. He's been with AA Arkansas all year, did not get off to a good start at all, but recently he's been on a tear. He was 5-for-6 yesterday and scored 4 runs. 3-2 pitch, check swing on a pitch of the dirt. He held up in time. That is ball 4. Proctor draws his second walk of the night. Third walk issued by Tacoma pitchers this evening. And now Dixon Machado is the batter. Other hitting stars for AA Arkansas in their 22-run uprising. Jake Shiner was 3-for-5, 2 doubles, 3 runs scored, 3 runs batted in. And outfielder Cade Marlowe had 3 hits, single, double, triple. And he scored a couple runs and drove in a couple. Here's one in for a strike to Machado. In the ninth inning, when Midland, who was just getting whacked all around the ballpark, they brought in a position player to pitch the ninth inning. And I guess just for fun, as here's a swing and a fly to right. Should be routine for Forrest Wall, and he makes the catch. That's out number 2. And now Bryce Johnson will bat. I guess just for fun, the Arkansas club set up veteran relief pitcher Braden Shipley as a pinch hitter in the ninth inning. He homered as a pinch hitter. They would bat around in the inning. He batted a second time and had another hit and drove in more runs, as there's a strike to Johnson. He ended up going 2-for-2, drove in 4 runs. He only played the ninth inning. He's a pitcher. They put him in right field in the bottom of the ninth. Some wackiness with the AA Mariners affiliate. So here's a swing and a miss by Bryce Johnson, and the count goes to 0-2. So no balls, 2 strikes to Bryce Johnson. Runner at first base, 2 outs. Top of the 7th inning. Sacramento has just taken the lead, 3-2. The pitch is a swing and a miss. Strike 3. Threw a fastball past him. Johnson strikes out, and that does it for the Rivercats, but they're on top now. They get 1 run on 1 hit. The Bezico homer. No errors. 1 runner left. It's the 7th inning stretch. Sacramento 3, Tacoma 2.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
Do you know what's great about being a Fred Meyer Boost member? Well, for starters, free delivery on orders of $35 or more. Yep, you'll get free delivery on all the Fred Meyer products you love. And as a Boost member, you'll get more rewards, too, like double fuel points on everything you buy. Experience a new level of membership starting as low as $59 a year with Boost by My Freddy's Rewards. Sign up today at fredmeyer.com. Restrictions may apply. Fred Meyer, celebrating 100 years.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
We go to the bottom of the seventh inning. Just had the stretch here at Cheney Stadium. Sacramento 3, Tacoma 2 is our score. New pitcher for Sacramento. It's the former Rainier, Aaron Fletcher. And his pitch to Marcus Wilson is in there for a strike, going 1 to count. Fletcher pitched for Tacoma last year, part of the championship squad for the Rainiers. Had a really nice season for Tacoma last year. 0-1 pitch to Wilson outside for a ball. And he also appeared in a handful of games for the Mariners in 2020 and in 2021. Fletcher into his motion. The 1-1 pitch is down and in for a ball, 2-1. This is just his eighth game for Sacramento. Fletcher's had some control issues, 8 walks in 7 2/3 innings. That was not a problem for him with the Rainiers last year, as he throws one down and in to Wilson. Last year for Tacoma, he pitched in 39 games, 4-0 with a 3.47 ERA. And in 49 and a third innings, he walked only 14 batters. Actually, 3 of those were intentional, just 11 unintentional walks. So here's a swing and a miss by Wilson. Count goes full, 3-2. No payoff pitch on its way to Marcus, and it is inside, ball 4, leadoff walk, and the Red Ears get the tying runner on. Now Josh Morgan will be the batter. Josh Morgan's 1-for-2 with a RBI double in the second. And the pitch is taken on the outside edge for a called strike. 0-1 the count. Now this one's down low for a ball. 1-1. Here comes the 1-1 pitch. Outside for a ball, 2-1. And the 2-1 pitch swung on and smashed foul and out of play. That evens things up, 2-2. Josh Morgan out of Orange, California. Fouls one off, still 2-2. ...26-year-old catcher Morgan battling here with the tying runner at first base at the bottom of the seventh inning. And the pitch from Fletcher is inside, and that's ball three. It almost hit Morgan's back foot, his right foot. Just missed it. So three balls, two strikes. And Fletcher now with the payoff pitch, and it is swung on and bounced foul on the third base side. Still a full count. Morgan spent last year with the Mariners double-A team in Little Rock, Arkansas. Here's the 3-2 pitch. Low and away, ball four. Back-to-back walks to start the bottom of the seventh inning for the Red Ears. And they have the tying and go-ahead runners on, and Fletcher struggling with his control for Sacramento. It's just surprising to see that. Now with 10 walks and 7 2/3 innings. Little conference on the mound. The catcher, Mazika, goes out to talk to Fletcher. Derek Hill will be the batter. He's 0-2. Hill might be bunting here to move the runners up. As he's so fast, he could beat it out. And he does square around, and he bunts it back towards Fletcher. The pitcher who looks to third, looks to first, nowhere to throw the ball, and everyone is safe. Fletcher looked to third to see if he could get the lead runner. He could not, so he figured he would be able to get the out at first base. He turned to throw to first, and there was no one home. They... defensive breakdown from the Rivercats. The second baseman's supposed to be covering first on a traditional bunt play with the corner infielders crashing. So that's a bunt single for Derek Hill. And the bases are loaded for Forrest Wall, who may try the same thing. Although that would be more of a surprise if he did. The infield is in, and the first pitch is in there for a strike. 0-1 the count. And the base is loaded. Bunting is much less of a threat. 0-1 pitch coming from Fletcher to Wall, and it is way outside with a slider, and that evens up the count. 1-1. One pitch, swing and a miss, and a slider strike two. So one ball, two strikes. And the next pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Wall says he foul tipped it. The plate umpire says no. So Wall is the first out of the inning, and now Mason McCoy will be the batter. Well, McCoy came through with a two-out hit in the fifth to tie the game. The Red Ears are asking him to tie the game or better here, and there's only one out. Rivercats back up the middle infielders to double play depth. Same with the third baseman, Vossler. Only Mercedes at first is playing in. He's in front of the runner. Outfield straight away. Left-handed pitcher facing the right-hand swinging Mason McCoy. And the pitch is taken for a called strike. 0-1 the count. McCoy tries a practice cut or two, looks out towards Fletcher. And the lefty's pitch is swung on and hit well towards right field. It's deep. It is back. It is gone. A grand slam home run for Mason McCoy to the opposite field. Raiders lead it 6-3. Salami time for Mason McCoy. Welcome back. His 16th home run of the year as he rejoined the Raiders lineup today after spending a couple of days on the Mariners taxi squad. And he has had a huge impact on this one as the first pitch to Evan White misses for a ball, 1-0. McCoy has driven in 5 of the Raiders' 6 runs. Next pitch in there for a strike to White, and the count's even, 1-1. Next pitch up high for a ball to White, 2-1. Now this pitch is outside for a ball, and the count goes to 3-1. So 3-1 to White. And Fletcher's pitch is bounced on a hop to third, fielded by Vossler, and he throws out Evan White at first base, and there's the second out in the bottom of the 7th inning. That grand slam by McCoy was the Raiders' 177th home run of the season as a team. It was their third grand slam. They had not hit one since June 20th. The last Raiders grand slam was the walk-off home run, the walk-off grand slam by Alex Blandino on June 10th against Round Rock. Well, Dave Brundage out to make a pitching change, and he removes Aaron Fletcher, who was not happy about it. He wanted to stay in longer and face Kalnick in a left versus left situation. But Brundage is the manager, and he gets to decide, and he's going to the bullpen. So we've got a break in the action for a pitching change with 2 outs in the bottom of the 7th, and the score, Tacoma 6, Sacramento 3.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog. Or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
At Cannon Electric, we believe your home is your number one investment. You want a service professional who is knowledgeable and trustworthy. At Cannon Electric, your home safety is important. So our technicians are not only drug tested and background checked, but are also highly trained. We are so confident you will love our technicians and our service that we back it with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And we have our 5 super guarantees, which you will not find anywhere else. Visit us at CannonElectric.com for more information.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to PacificOffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
We're in the bottom of the 7th inning. Tacoma 6, Sacramento 3. New pitcher is Emmanuel DeJesus, and his first pitch to Jared Kelnick, who wasn't ready for it, is taken outside for a ball, and then the catcher calls for a challenge. So Kelnick wasn't ready for the pitch, but it was a live ball. DeJesus threw it. The umpire called it a ball. The catcher said, hey, I thought that was a strike. He challenged it. They go to the automated system, and the automated system says that was a ball. So 1-0 the count to Kelnick. Time called by the plate umpire, who wasn't quite ready yet. DeJesus in his 29th appearance, 12th as a reliever, 4-3 with a 4.55 ERA, and he pumps a fastball in there for a strike now, 1-1. He began the year in the Sacramento rotation, has been moved to the bullpen. Now the 1-1 pitch is down in the dirt for a ball, 2-1. DeJesus with 100 strikeouts this year in 89 innings, 43 walks. Now here comes the next pitch. And it is swung on and looped out into right field, and that's going to drop in for a base hit. Kelnick has his first hit of the night, a single to right field. And he's on with two outs, and now Eric Mejia is the batter. Mejia has walked twice and doubled. Pitch to Mejia is taken down low for a ball, 1-0. Next pitch misses for a ball, 2-0. This one's outside, ball three. So three balls, no strikes to Mejia. And this one is in there for a strike, and the count goes to 3-1. DeJesus with a breaking ball, catches the outside edge for a called strike, and the count is full, 3-2. And the payoff is a swing and a miss, strike three. Mejia makes an out for the first time today. McCoy hit one out. The Red Deers get four runs in the bottom of the seventh inning with a grand slam from Mason McCoy. Four runs on three hits. There were no errors and one runner left on base. We go to the eighth inning. It's Tacoma 6, Sacramento 3.
To journalists at the News Tribune, local means life. It's why we get out of bed and sometimes why we get no sleep. We deliver news about community, catastrophe, creativity, camaraderie. To us, local means going the distance to get you up close to the story. Local means the News Tribune. Will you read local with us? Visit www.thenewstribune.com to subscribe.
Do your friends describe you as personable, trustworthy, and hardworking? Do you enjoy helping others solve their problems? Well, Pacific Office Automation wants to hear from you. We're the most successful and fastest growing supplier of office technology in the country, and we're hiring. We offer awesome careers and training, and many of our positions grow with you financially as you grow professionally. Go to pacificoffice.com and discover how a career with Pacific Office Automation could change your life.
Pacific Office Automation. Problem solved.
Baseball's future is here on MILB TV. Minor League Baseball's rising stars hit the field with major fire, major intensity, and major league ambition. More than 100 teams and more than 6,500 games featuring MLB's top prospects and up-and-coming stars. Watch tomorrow's big leaguers give it all they've got, live or on demand, on MILB TV. Baseball's future is here.
go to the eighth inning. It is Tacoma 6, Sacramento 3. And a new pitcher for the Red Ears, Matt Cook, comes in from the bullpen to face Austin Dean, Jason Vossler, and Yermin Mercedes. Austin Dean the batter, and the pitch from Cook is taken outside for a ball, 1-0. Cook in relief of Drew Steckenrider, who went one inning, allowed one hit, one run, one walk, and one strikeout, one of everything. Here's a little slow chopper to second, charged and fielded by Torrens, and he throws the first and gets Dean for the out. Torrens handles his first difficult play in his first game as a pro at second base, in which any balls have been hit to him. Had just two innings at this position with no total chances in his career prior to this game. He starts at second base and he's handled everything, and that was the first ball with any kind of degree of difficulty to it. Now the pitch to Jason Vossler is taken on the inside edge for a strike, 0-1 the count. I asked manager Tim Fedorovich why Luis Torrens was starting at second base today. It seemed like the natural question to ask him before the game. Here's a swing and a foul out of play. Was the obvious question to ask. He said that VR, Jonathan VR, and Drew Ellis, who are both off today, have just been playing too much recently and needed a break, and that Torrens enjoys playing the field. Let's stick him out there. 0-2 pitch just misses. The Rainiers only have one challenge left, and they're going to use it. So the catcher, Josh Morgan, called for it. If the Red Ears are wrong here, they are out of challenges, and we'll be done with that. And, oh, they're right. It's a strike. And that is going to strike out Vossler. Good call, Josh Morgan, the Red Ears catcher, risking the Red Ears' last challenge, using it with an 0-2 count on Vossler, and one out of the eighth, and he gets the strikeout. And after a delay, the Rainiers throw the ball around the infield, two down. And now Yermin Mercedes is the batter. He's 2-for-3 with a double and a homer. It's unique, this challenge system. It's kind of fun the first day. We'll see if it's still fun in the future. So here's one inside to Mercedes, ball one. Yeah, the 1-0 pitch, fouled back, and the count's even, 1-1. One. 1-1 pitch to Mercedes, outside for a ball, two balls, one strike. Now the 2-1 coming. Ball three. Three balls, one strike to Yermin Mercedes, and Cook with his pitch, and it's a swing and a miss and a slider, and there's strike two. Full count, three balls, two strikes. Cook trying to work a perfect inning, and now Mercedes calls time and steps out of the batter's box. Payoff pitch, outside, ball four. He lost him, a two-out walk to Mercedes. Fourth walk issued by Tacoma pitchers tonight. And now Elliot Ramos will be the batter.
Right hitter, Elliot Ramos.
Ramos. right-hand batter. He's been swinging it well in this series. Had two hits yesterday, three the day before. He swings and misses there, strike one. Mariners won today in Cleveland, 6-1. Won the opening game of that series behind Luis Castillo. And Cal Raleigh. Here's a swing and a miss, strike two. Castillo tossed six scoreless innings. Raleigh homered twice and drove in four runs. Mitch Haniger hit two doubles, two runs batted in. The Mariners have won five in a row, including a perfect 4-0 so far on their six-game road trip. 0-2 pitch outside to Ramos. One ball, two strikes. Mariners tied for the top wild card spot with Tampa, who also won today. Now the 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss, strike three. Down goes Ramos, and Matt Cook works a scoreless top of the eighth inning with a couple of strikeouts. We go to the bottom of the eighth inning here at Cheney Stadium in Tacoma with the score right here, 6-3.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Thank you, Rainiers fans, for your continued support of Tim's Cascade. Game day always brings out the best in the players, the team, and our fans. Load the bases and go for the grand slam with your favorite bag of Tim's Cascade potato chips while enjoying the game. With Tim's, you will always score. Tim's Cascade is preferred by locals. We are Pacific Northwest, the official snack of Tacoma Rainiers baseball, available in your local grocery stores.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra, 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
We go to the bottom of the eighth inning. It is Tacoma 6-3. Luis Torrens, Marcus Wilson, and Josh Morgan to hit here at the bottom of the eighth inning. And the pitch to Torrens is bounced foul in the batter's box. There's strike one. Torrens is 0-3, and he's hit into two double plays. One of them a traditional ground out double play. The other one a liner, where then a runner was doubled off. Now the pitch is in there for a strike. 0-2 the count to Torrens. And now a swing and a foul out of play. So no balls, two strikes the count to Luis Torrens, leading things off at the bottom of the eighth. And Manuel De Jesus with his pitch, and it is inside for a ball, 1-2. De Jesus working quickly, throws one in the dirt, and that evens up the count. Two balls, two strikes. He's talking about how the Mariners and Rays both won today. The Rays shut out the Yankees 9-0. They are tied for the top two of the three wild card spots in the American League right now. Now the 2-2 to Torrens is a foul tip at the plate, still 2-2. Toronto holds the third wild card spot. The Blue Jays are playing the Pirates right now in an interleague series that started today, so we should just hand them three wins because they're not going to lose any of those games. They won today 4-0. I guess they might lose one. Here's a pitch inside for a ball. Anyway, Tampa and the Mariners are both two games ahead of Toronto. Baltimore's trying to catch up. They also won. They beat the A's 5-2 with a three-run eighth inning. As there's ball four to Torrens leading off the eighth. He heads down to first base. Seventh walk issued by Sacramento pitchers tonight. So the four teams at the moment that are really battling for the three wild card spots all won today. So Tampa and Seattle are tied for the 1 and 2 spots. Toronto's got the 3 spot. Baltimore is a game and a half behind Toronto. Marcus Wilson will now hit for the right ears. He's walked twice and scored a run tonight, 0 for 1 with the 2 walks. And the pitch is a swing and a miss. There's strike one. Rainiers lead 6-3. We're in the bottom of the eighth inning. Mason McCoy with the go-ahead grand slam in the bottom of the seventh. 0-1 pitch is inside for a ball to Wilson, and the count's even, 1-1. Now the 1-1 pitch swung on and bounced foul third base side. Count goes to 1-2. So 1-2 to Wilson. And DeJesus with his pitch. Low. 2-2. Now the 2-2 is inside, 3. So full count to Marcus Wilson, who is looking for his possible third walk of the night here. Here comes the payoff pitch, and it is swung on and bounced foul. Yesterday, Sacramento's Bryce Johnson walked 5 times, which tied the Sacramento franchise record for walks in a game. Although his fifth and final walk came against a position player who was pitching for the Rainiers, so that one should probably not count. But it does, it counts. Here's the 3-2 pitch on its way to Marcus Wilson. And it is outside. He checked his swing in time, says the first base umpire on appeal. 4. And Wilson draws his third walk of the night. Torrens takes second. And there are 2 on in the bottom of the eighth inning for Josh Morgan. Morgan 1-2 with a double, a walk, an RBI, and a run scored. Here's the pitch. And it is outside into the backstop, and the runners are going to move up. Torrens takes third, and Wilson takes second on the wild pitch. And the Red Deers have two runners in scoring position with nobody out here in the eighth. An opportunity to add insurance runs. One and oh the count to Josh Morgan. Now the pitch is a swing and a miss with the infield in now. Counts even, one and one. Now the 1-1. Up high for a ball. Two balls, one strike. And this pitch is a check swing. Did he go? Well, doesn't matter. It was called a strike. 2-2 now to Morgan. Right here is looking to tack on some more runs here at the bottom of the eighth inning. The 2-2 pitch swung on and chopped foul. And it is still two balls, two strikes. Once again, the 2-2 pitch from DeJesus is up and away, ball three, full count. First base is open. Three and two the count to the Red Deers catcher. DeJesus with his pitch, and it is high ball four, and that's going to load him up. Three walks load the bases at the bottom of the eighth inning. Rainiers hit a grand slam last inning. Mason McCoy did it. And now they've got the bases loaded to the very next inning for Derek Hill. And now the pitching coach, Garvin Alston, begins a slow walk to the mound for Sacramento. The Rivercats start to warm up a right-hander in their bullpen. Looks like it's Michael Strippler. Well, while they talk on the mound, it gives me a chance to remind you that tomorrow's game is a little earlier than usual. We're back to the 5.05 p.m. starts on Saturday. First pitch, 5:05. Austin Warner on the mound for the Red Deers. Sacramento starter is to be announced. Tickets available at the gates tomorrow. Not many games left after this one. Only eight home games remain for the Red Deers this season. All right, here we go. Bases loaded, no one out. Derek Hill, the batter of the pitch, is a breaking ball over for a called strike. 0-1 the count. Rainiers can really open up this ball game here. The opportunity is there. 0-1 the count to Hill. And now DeJesus with the pitch, and it swung out and fouled back there. Strike two. Field still drawn in for Sacramento. 0-2 pitch to Hill is high for a ball. One ball, two strikes. Oh, Now the 1-2. Outside, two balls, two strikes. Torrens at third, Wilson at second, and Morgan at first. The 2-2 to Hill is a breaking ball outside. Three balls, two strikes. There is nowhere to put him. Forrest Wall is on deck for the Raiders. The last three Tacoma batters have all drawn walks. Here's the payoff pitch, swing and a miss, strike three, and there's the first out of the inning. Hill strikes out. One down, and now Forrest Wall is the batter. He's 0 for 3 with a walk and a run scored tonight. Infield still drawn in for Sacramento, and the pitch is swung on and sprayed foul down the third baseline, and there's strike one. Next pitch coming, and that is over for a strike. No balls, two strikes to Wall. DeJesus just got a big strikeout with the bases loaded, and now he's poised for another one. Wall just trying to put a ball in play here, get a run in. 0-2 pitch, up and in, and it knocked him to the ground. Wall had to hit the deck. One ball, two strikes. It was a 94 mile per hour heater that Wall had to sprawl out of the way of. Now the 1-2 coming. And it is grounded up the middle, backhanded at second base by Proctor. He throws home, and they get the force out on Torrens for the second out of the inning. Wilson advances to third, Morgan to second, and Wall reaches on a fielder's choice. The bases remain loaded with two outs. And how about this? Mason McCoy, who hit a grand slam last inning, is up with the bases loaded again in the very next inning. He's going to have to face a new pitcher, though. Dave Brundage is on his way out to the mound, and the Sacramento skipper is going to make the call to the bullpen and bring in the right-hander, Strippler. So DeJesus is done. Strippler is coming in from the bullpen. We'll take a break for this pitching change. In the bottom of the eighth inning with the score, Tacoma 6, Sacramento 1.
Hey, Rainiers fans, what are you drinking? Chances are your beverage container is recyclable. Rhubarb recycles, and you should too. Hit a home run for the Rainiers and always recycle your plastic bottles and aluminum cans. Find all that's recyclable in Tacoma at TacomaRecycles.org. That's TacomaRecycles.org.
At Lucky Eagle Casino and Hotel, we believe everyone deserves to be rewarded well for their play. That's why our free play has real cash value the moment you sign up to be a lucky star. And unlike most casinos, there's no match play required. You can just card in and cash out. At Lucky Eagle, we built the best rewards program in the Northwest because you deserve it. Find us just west of I-5 at exit 88.
The best rewards await at exit 88, Lucky Eagle.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again.
Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
We are in the bottom of the eighth inning here at Cheney Stadium in Tacoma. The Rainiers leading 6-3 over Sacramento. Mason McCoy hit a grand slam last inning, and he's going to bat now with the bases loaded again at two outs in the eighth. Sacramento has brought in a new pitcher, right-hander Michael Stripler, who was in the Mariners organization until the trade deadline this year, just traded to the Giants in the deal that brought Matthew Boyd and Kirk Casale to the M's. Stripler is appearing in his 10th game for Sacramento. In eight innings, he's allowed only three hits, but he's walked 15 and struck out 12. Well, McCoy's grand slam last inning came against Aaron Fletcher, a lefty, and it went to right field. It was his 16th homer overall this year. Bases loaded. The pitch from Stripler is in there for a called strike, 0-1 the count. McCoy has driven in five of the Rainiers' six runs tonight. In addition to the grand slam of the seventh, he had an RBI single that tied the game in the fifth. Stripler with the 0-1 pitch, and it is swung on and popped up. This is playable for the shortstop Machado on the outfield grass. He makes the catch. No double grand slams for McCoy tonight, but still, he's having a big night for himself here at Cheney Stadium. Rainiers do not add on in the eighth. No runs, hits, or errors. Three runners left on base. And we go to the ninth inning. We'll see if the Rainiers can lock this one up. It is Tacoma 6, Sacramento 3.
O'Reilly Auto Parts is here to keep your car on the road with our free loaner tool program. Your local store has more than 80 specialty tools available to rent for your next repair. Refundable deposit required. Ask our professional parts people about the loaner tool program today at your local O'Reilly Auto Parts store or visit O'ReillyAuto.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Rainiers baseball is back, and we are thrilled to welcome you to Cheney Stadium. From stolen bases, stadium food favorites, or an opportunity to catch a foul ball, there is nothing better that brings us together like a night at the ballpark. Commencement Bank is proud to be the official Summit Club sponsor of the Tacoma Rainiers. Play local, support local, bank local. For more information, visit commencementbank.com. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Mary Bridge Children's is your home team for healing and a healthy future. In addition to hospital care, they offer leading pediatric experts in surgery, orthopedics, neurology, cancer care, and much more, conveniently in the South Sound. The team at Mary Bridge Children's treats your child like their own. They care for the unique needs of the whole child with great compassion, expertise, and leading technology. Don't delay care for your child. Find a pediatrician, urgent care, or a pediatric specialist by visiting marybridge.org. Mary Bridge Children's. We're here for you.
We go to the ninth inning. It is Tacoma 6, Sacramento 3. Rainiers bring in Nick Ramirez to try to close it out. Ramirez with 10 saves this year leads the team 3-3 with a 2.89 ERA. This is his 45th appearance. This is a save situation. 46 and two-thirds innings pitched. He has struck out 41 and walked 10. He'll face Patrick Mazika to lead things off. And the pitch is up high for a ball. And, well, the Rainiers are going to challenge this first pitch on the first pitch of the ninth. Remember, they have only one challenge left. And we'll see if this is a strike. Oh, yeah, good call by the Rainiers. That was definitely a strike. So 0-1 the count to Mazika. And now here's one outside for a ball to Mazika, 1-1. Now a swing and a grounder, foul, first base side. One ball, two strikes to Mazika. And the pitch is swung on and fouled back. Still 1-2. Another 1-2 pitch outside. Two balls, two strikes. Now this one's outside. Full count, three balls, two strikes to Mazika. Ramirez last pitched on Wednesday and ended up taking the loss in that one. When Sacramento scored twice in the ninth, that was the game they won 12-11, the crazy game where the Raiders had an 8-run lead in the second inning. Here's a check swing. He went around. Strike three. Down goes Mazika, and Ramirez strikes out the first batter he faces in the ninth. One away, and now Willie Calhoun will be the batter. Calhoun's 1-for-3 with a single. And the pitch from Ramirez is outside for a ball. 1-0 the count. Next pitch is low, two balls, no strikes. Rainiers, two outs away from a victory here at Cheney Stadium tonight. And now a swing and a roller to third, and that is fielded up by actually the shortstop Mejia, third baseman Mejia, and he throws out Calhoun, and that is out number two in the ninth inning. So two down for Ford Proctor. Proctor's 0-for-1 with two walks tonight. Ramirez's pitch is outside for a ball, 1-0. Next pitch coming, and it is in there for a strike. One ball, one strike, two outs in the ninth. Ramirez to the plate, and it's a check swing foul tip, strike two. So 1-2 the count to Proctor. Right here's trying to put this one in the win column. Ramirez comes set. Here's his 1-2 pitch, and it is outside for a ball. Two balls, two strikes. Now here comes the 2-2 pitch, and it is outside, ball three, and it's a full count now to Proctor. Dixon Machado is on deck. Sacramento has to get two base runners to bring the tying run to the plate. 3-2 the count. Here's the payoff pitch, and it is outside, ball four. And the Red Ears are going to challenge this one. What if this is turned over to win the game? Nope. It was outside. That's the Red Ears' last challenge. They're out. No more. Well, they tried. So runner at first with two outs. Dixon Machado now the batter. And the pitch from Ramirez is taken down low for a ball, 1-0. Next pitch coming, and it is a check swing grounder foul. First base side. Just a strike, 1-1. Some Red Ears fans on their feet trying to urge the team on to this final out. Ramirez with his 1-1 pitch, swing and a miss at a changeup, and Machado was fooled. He was out in front of that one. One ball, two strikes, two outs in the ninth. We've seen Ramirez go right back to the same pitch when that changeup is working for him. Here it comes, and it is another one. Swing and a miss, strike three. That's the ball game. Red Ears get the win, 6-3, the final score today. Nick Ramirez nails down his 11th save. The Red Ears even up this series two games apiece. And they now have clinched a victory in the season series against Sacramento. That's sealed up. Two teams playing 24 games against one another this year. The Red Ears have won 13 now and lost 9 with 2 to go, including tomorrow night's game at 5.05 p.m. Red Ears win it 6-3. Fireworks show about to begin here at Cheney Stadium. The Red Ears post-game show about to begin on this broadcast. That comes up right after this.
At Propel Insurance, we know there's no such thing as a small threat to a small business. Staffing issues, supply chain headaches, weather crises. Propel Insurance can help your business navigate whatever comes your way with smarter insurance. It starts with brokers who get your industry inside and out, coverage that adapts when you need to change course, and an in-house claims department that's with you every step of the way. Learn more about smarter insurance at propelinsurance.com.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
In sports, if you think joy only happens after you win, think again. Look at the world's most successful athletes like Serena Williams, Brooks Koepka, and Alex Morgan. They don't spend all their days grinding away. They take time to enjoy themselves, like getting together with friends over a Michelob Ultra, because they know that happiness is the key to winning and that joy is the whole game, not just the end game. Michelob Ultra. 95 calories, 2.6 grams of carbs. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. AB Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
It's called the Missouri Guidance System, and MultiCare has the only children's hospital in the Pacific Northwest to offer it. It's robotic-assisted surgery that can straighten spines in scoliosis patients while reducing risk and recovery times. But some things it can't do, like solve food insecurity in our community. Which is why, along with robotic-assisted surgery, MultiCare also provides free lunches to school kids in the summer. Because healthy communities need more than healthcare. MultiCare. We're here for you.
Red Ears win. They beat Sacramento 6-3. The final score today, Mason McCoy with the go-ahead grand slam in the bottom of the seventh inning. And he drove in five of the Red Ears, six runs tonight. Red Ears ending a little two-game losing streak with this one. They took the lead in the second inning after they got some real solid pitching today from Rowenis and Elias, especially the first three innings when he went nine up, nine down. Red Deers gave him an early 1-0 lead when a couple of walks and a hit batter, although there was a double play in there, but the Red Deers had two on with two out in the second inning. And Josh Morgan at the plate in his first at bat in over 2 weeks since August 14th. And he ripped an RBI double to left field, and it brought in Jared Keldick with the first run of the game, and the Red Deers were up 1-0. But Sacramento took the lead in the fourth inning as Bryce Johnson hit a leadoff double against Elias. He was at third base with two outs, and Yermin Mercedes hit an opposite field two-run homer for the River Cats, put him up 2-1. Tacoma tied it in the bottom of the fifth, two outs, no one on. Forrest Wall drew a walk, stole second, took third when the throw went into center field, and then scored on a two-out RBI single off the bat of Mason McCoy, and that evened it up 2-2. We moved on into the later innings. Both teams into the bullpen. In the seventh, the Red Deers brought in Drew Steckenrider. First batter he faced, Patrick Mazika, homered to right field, his second home run in just three games since joining the River Cats. And that gave Sacramento a 3-2 lead at the seventh inning stretch. And the Red Deers then went to the bottom of the seventh inning, and Sacramento brought in Aaron Fletcher, former Rainier, one of the members of the championship squad last year. And Fletcher hardly ever walked anyone when he was with the Red Deers last year, but walks have been a problem for him this year. And in the bottom of the seventh, he walked Marcus Wilson to lead off the inning. Then he walked Josh Morgan. Derek Hill bunted and reached where a base hit, putting runners everywhere. Bases loaded, no one out. Fletcher struck out the left-hand swinging Forrest Wall. And then Mason McCoy was next. McCoy connected a grand slam to right center field. His 16th home run of the year, put four on the board. And the Red Deers had the lead 6-3. Big game for Mason McCoy today. He goes 2-for-5 with that grand slam, five runs batted in. First game back with the team after spending a couple of days on the Mariners taxi squad while they were in Detroit and had some banged up infielders. They thought they might need him. They didn't activate him, which is really unfortunate for McCoy, who has not yet played in the major leagues in his career. But he comes back to Tacoma today and just has a huge game in his first game back with the club, including the go-ahead grand slam in the seventh. Right here's that shutout relief by Matt Cook and Nick Ramirez, and they win it 6-3. Here are the final totals for Tacoma. Six runs, six hits, no errors. They left eight on base. Sacramento, three runs, five hits, one error, left six on base. Winning pitcher is Drew Steckenrider, 1-0. Save to Nick Ramirez, his 11th. Loss goes to Fletcher. He is 0-1. Time of the ball game, 2 hours, 53 minutes. The attendance, 5,179. With the win, Sacramento, or Tacoma, is 59-68. Sacramento falls to 57-70. These two teams meet again tomorrow night at 5.05 p.m. Austin Warner goes for Tacoma. To be determined starts for Sacramento. Tacoma wins at 6-3. Stick around. We'll check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard next.
Want to see your dollar go farther? How about closer? When you join Sound Credit Union, you help build your community. Places where you shop, walk the dog, or where you shop and walk the dog. At Sound, members make a difference and help communities thrive. Your community. All Washingtonians are welcome. So join us at soundcu.com and see how your dollar goes farther, closer. Sound Credit Union. Invested in we. Insured by NCUA.
Ready for an MVP move? Electric vehicle charging at home just got easier and more affordable. Tacoma Power now offers incentives to customers towards the purchase of faster Level 2 charging equipment. Whether you're thinking about buying an electric vehicle or already own one, upgrade now and get up to $600 off. Learn more at mytpu.org.
Red Deers win. They beat Sacramento 6-3. Fireworks show going off here at Cheney Stadium, as it does after all the Friday night home games. We've got one more of these Friday night fireworks nights remaining on the schedule. 3 weeks from today, if you want to mark it down, Friday, September 23rd. That's our last fireworks night of the season. All right, let's check out the Major League Baseball scoreboard. Lots going on there today. Full slate of games in the big leagues. Mariners win. They beat Cleveland in Cleveland at Progressive Field. 6-1 the final. Luis Castillo tossed 6 shutout innings, picked up the win. Cal Raleigh, monster game. A solo homer and a 3-run homer. He hit 2 today and drove in 4. Mitch Haniger also hit 2 doubles and drove in 2 runs. Mariners have won 5 in a row. And they are a season best, 16 games over 500 right now at 74-58. And they are tied for the top wild card spot, the top of the 3 available. They are tied with Tampa, who also won today. The Rays shut out the Yankees 9-0 as their starting pitcher, Jeffrey Springs, went 5 2/3 scoreless. The game was actually really close until the bottom of the 8th inning when Tampa scored 6 runs and turned it into a blowout. So the Rays beat the Yankees 9-0. Tampa is now only 5 games out of first in the AL East. The Yankees have not been good lately. Other American League scores, Baltimore remains a game and a half out of the last wild card spot. They beat the A's today 5-2 with a 3-run rally in the bottom of the 8th inning. Got a go-ahead, bases loaded walk from Adley Rutschman to drive in what turned out to be the winning run. And their new rookie, Gunnar Henderson, hit 2 doubles today. So Baltimore beats the A's 5-2. Detroit edges Kansas City 5-4 at Comerica Park in Detroit. Ryan Kriedler scored 2 runs in his Major League debut to help the Tigers win that one. Boston walloped Texas 9-1. Connor Wong hit his first Major League home run. The White Sox edged the Twins 4-3. Jose Abreu with a game-winning RBI on a bases-loaded grounder in the bottom of the 9th inning. And Houston took down the Angels in Anaheim 4-2. Lance McCullers getting the win over Reed Detmers. One interleague game today. Toronto holds on to the last wild card spot by winning. They beat Pittsburgh 4-0. Alec Manoa tossed 7 1/3 scoreless innings, and Bo Bichette had 3 hits, including a homer for the Jays. Now for the National League, Reds beat the Rockies 3-2. Jonathan India with the game-winning RBI in the bottom of the 9th inning. Mets beat the Nationals 7-3 in New York at Citi Field, as Pete Alonso hit a tie-breaking homer in the 6th. He's up to 32 bombs now for the Mets. Braves had a 4-run 4th inning against Sandy Alcantara, and they beat the Marlins 8-1. Both Travis d'Arnaud and Vaughn Grissom hit homers off the Marlins ace, who's one of the best pitchers on the planet. St. Louis shuts out the Cubs 8-0. Jordan Montgomery with 6 scoreless innings, and the Cardinals are hot. They've won 5 of their last 6 games. Arizona topples Milwaukee 2-1. Jake McCarthy with a go-ahead RBI single in the 6th inning. Padres and Yu Darvish lead the Dodgers 7-0 in the bottom of the 8th inning at Dodgers Stadium. And the Giants are doing terrible things to the Phillies today. They lead Philadelphia 12-0 in the 8th. That's your Major League Baseball scoreboard for today here in Tacoma. Red Ears win 6-3. We'll be back with more right after this.
There's nothing like driving through the rolling hills of the Pacific Northwest when the sun is shining. Take life by the wheel and embark on affordable luxury with a new Lexus from Lexus of Tacoma at Fife. Luxuries don't stop when you leave the showroom. Lexus of Tacoma keeps you in luxury for as long as you own your new Lexus, like free car washes on your new Lexus, tickets to the zoo and ball games, and more. Visit us in our showroom or online at lexusoftacomafife.com.
If your insurance isn't getting you ahead, it's holding you back. At Propel Insurance, we build smarter insurance programs that not only keep your business protected, but actually give you an edge. It's how we've become one of the largest independent insurance agencies in the country. With deep industry expertise and brokers who understand your world inside and out, Propel can help your business go farther. Learn more at propelinsurance.com. Propel Insurance. Find your momentum.
Rainiers win. They beat Sacramento 6-3. Huge game for Mason McCoy, who singled in the tying run with two outs in the fifth inning. And then with the Red Ears down by a run again in the seventh inning. Again, needing someone to drive in a run. Bases loaded, one out. McCoy hit a grand slam. The Red Ears' third grand slam as a team this year. This one was the go-ahead shot of the seventh. Turned out to be the game winner as the Red Ears beat Sacramento 6-3. Even up this series at two games apiece going into tomorrow's Game 5. Quick look at the PCL scoreboard. Round Rock beat Oklahoma City again in the bottom of the ninth inning, 3-2. They're only two games out of first place now in the East. Sugar Land coasted to a 9-2 win over Albuquerque. Salt Lake beat El Paso 8-5. Chihuahua's missing a chance to gain ground today. And Vegas knocked off Reno 5-2, and they're back within seven games of first place Reno in the West. Well, we'll play an evening game tomorrow at 5:05 p.m. Austin Warner for Tacoma, and don't know who's starting for Sacramento. They're TBD officially. Asked their broadcaster, too, before the game today. He didn't know either. He said they weren't sure. So I guess we'll find out tomorrow, or they're probably working through it right now, their manager and pitching coach. But anyway, that game tomorrow will be at 5:05 p.m. Pregame show starts at 4:55 tomorrow, and we'll have it for you right here on this stream. That's going to do it for today's broadcast. Thanks a lot for tuning in. A fun one for the Red Ears and Mason McCoy. This is Mike Curto saying so long from Cheney Stadium. Once again, our final score tonight, Tacoma 6, Sacramento 3. Have a great night.